Meeting to order. Roll call.
Commissioner Islin.
Here.
Commissioner Garland is not present at the moment. Commissioner German is also not present at the moment. Commissioner Vizioli.
Here.
Commissioner Insera.
Here.
Councilmember Santana.
Here.
Mayor Dodd.
Here.
Vice Chairman Miller is not here as well. And then Chairman Rivera.
Here. Would everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So this meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, also known as the Sunshine Law, NJSA 10:4-6. Notice that the meeting was sent to the Daily Record on October 19th and published in the Daily Record on October 23rd. Notice was also posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. As a reminder, there is no smoking in this building. There are two exits in case of emergency, and this meeting is unfortunately not streaming live due to technical difficulties, but we'll have the minutes posted in a timely manner.
Thank you. Seeing no minutes on our agenda, we have two resolutions. I'm going to switch the order, being on some time constraints that we have. We're going to do resolution 239-2024. Resolution of the Mayor and the Council of the Town of Dover, County of Morris, directing the Town Planning Board to conduct a preliminary investigation and determine whether certain properties, blocks 1206, lots 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the town of Dover, in the town is a condemnation area in need of redevelopment. Presentation by John McDowell, PP, and McDowell Associates, subject to outcome of the hearing below. Okay. So, does anyone have any comments or questions about this resolution?
He has to do the presentation. We're not really voting on the resolution. That was already voted on by the mayor and council.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Dean, I'll have to jump in on that. I don't think that's 100%. Why don't you let John do his presentation?
Yeah, I think we ought to hear from John and let John do the new business that he's here for, and then we can pick up the pieces. Right, Dean?
Sure.
Dean, just announce yourself for the record so we know who you are and why you're here.
So, for the record, my name is Dean Donatelli. I'm the Redevelopment Council for the town.
Thank you, Dean.
Hi there, Mr. Chairman, Mayor, members of the board, and here to our public. My name is John McDonough. I'm a licensed planner here in the state of New Jersey. I also serve this board and your zoning board as well in the capacity of land use planner for the community. We're here tonight to talk about the response to Council Resolution Number 239-2024, which authorized this board to conduct a redevelopment study, we call it a preliminary investigation, for four lots here in your community. And I'm just going to refer you all to a cover of the report, which you, by the way, the resolution looks like this, Resolution 239-2024, which gives the board authority to do this study. As a result of that study, as a result of that authorization, we did a redevelopment investigation. It's about 40 pages or so. It looks like this. It was dated October 22nd, 2024. And again, it pertains to four lots here in the community. I'm going to give you a little map to show you where those lots are. Block 1206, lots number 2, 3, 4, and 5. So they're contiguous lots. They're all hooked together. They form a corner. And they obviously meet the criteria for need of redevelopment because they are vacant lots on a visually prominent corner here in the community, not adding any value or quality stagnation, which is the exact opposite of what redevelopment wants and the exact opposite of what you would want in your town center, where you want activity, revitalization, vibrancy, and life. This is doing the exact opposite. So, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'm going to hand out just one sheet. It's a map of the study area. It's a large map, and you'll see it's a very small portion. The reason being, you can see next what is another portion of a different study, which we'll get to as part of the second part.
Okay, sure.
John, just give them all to me, and you can keep talking.
Okay.
All right, and you want this marked as A1, or is this part of the plan?
This is an excerpt from the plan. This is actually...
So this is in the plan, so we don't have to mark it.
This was included in the study, yes. It was actually included in the authorizing resolution as well.
Okay, great.
So for our public, for the board as well, we've taken the four lots. We've highlighted them in yellow so you can see where they are. They're on the northwest corner of East Blackwell Street and North Warren Street. Now, this has been authorized as what we call a condemnation area in need of redevelopment. Redevelopment law, the local housing and redevelopment law, distinguishes between two types of area in need of redevelopment, either condemnation or non-condemnation. The key difference between the two, bearing in mind, again, this is a condemnation area in need of redevelopment, is that the governing body would have full authorization to exercise all its powers under the law, including taking private property by eminent domain. So unlike the next study where those properties can only be taken through good faith negotiations with property owners, here the governing body can exercise its powers of eminent domain. Reason being, you'll hear as I describe the properties and the summary of our findings here, again, four tax lots in block 1206. They are all vacant lots. I'm sure you all see them every day as you go by. All lots in the study area have been found to be area in need of redevelopment per a prior study that was done in 2019 as part of the much larger Bassett Highway Redevelopment District. A plan came out of that as well, which is somewhat dated, and that's one of the reasons why we're restarting this process is to reaffirm the condemnation, area in need of redevelopment, and also to carve out new zoning here that would be fresh and help these lands that have not manifested as redevelopment to spark redevelopment here. The study finds that all the lots meet criteria D under the redevelopment law, which pertains to faulty and obsolete design. Again, we're dealing with vacant lots here that are clearly contrary to the vision for the downtown. And then hand in hand with that, we would also see criterion H, which is our planning goal for smart growth. This is a PA1 area, planning area number one under our state plan, which is the cornerstone of all planning here in New Jersey. PA1 is the highest targeted growth tier. It's where our state plan wants the population to be redirected. And again, in its current condition, it's completely contrary to that PA1 designation. So we see this in the interest of smart growth as well. This study also finds, because we're dealing with four lots here that are being underutilized due to diversity of title, they're not all under common ownership, that would meet criteria E, because there are multiple landowners involved that is creating an impediment to assemblage and redevelopment of these parcels, creating sort of a checkerboard effect, if you will. Therefore, the entire study area with the conclusions of this 40-page report, we've given you substantial, credible evidence with individual data sheets for each one of those lots describing the condition of the property and why it meets those criteria D, H, and E. It is a statutory burden to meet one of the criteria. We find that three are actually met here, so this is especially strong. So therefore, we find that the board can recommend to the council that the council adopt a resolution declaring this area as a condemnation area in need of redevelopment. The council then can authorize the planning board to prepare a redevelopment plan for the area that will spark new zoning that would supersede the zoning that has failed to manifest any redevelopment here. Upon receipt of that redevelopment plan, then the council can effectuate new zoning here, adopting this redevelopment plan, which is not happening tonight. We're going through the first step here, and that's purely a factual analysis as to whether it does or does not meet the criteria for area in need of redevelopment. And based on the plain evidence that I've put forth before you, this substantially meets the criteria. And therefore, I think the board can move favorably with a resolution in support of the designation. And that, members of the board, is all I have on direct.
Okay. These lots have been in review for a while, and I know there were some issues with trying to make them united, and that's been an issue for a while. I'm glad some steps are being taken to, you know, move this lot in a better direction.
Mr. Chairman, if I can make a couple comments on this.
Yes, please.
Unfortunately, I was part of that massive fire that took place years ago, and we lost all those buildings. And since then, there hasn't been any activity whatsoever to redevelop those parcels of land. Earlier this year, when I became mayor, I had met on February 2nd with the property owners, with the three property owners, and I asked them to come together and to present a plan to the town so that we can look at potential redevelopment in that area. We asked them to come back with some type of substantial movement to move that redevelopment forward, and that didn't happen. I had Alex, our planner, reach out to them again on June 3rd, and again via email, and no progress at that point either. And so I asked Alex what steps would be taken to, you know, redevelop that property. It's a prominent location in our downtown business district. There's growth opportunity. There's job opportunity. You know, this is the center of our town. And for those of you members of this board and the public, I focus on redevelopment, and I focus on improving our community and enhancing our business district. And in my opinion, this is a blighted site. This is a blighted site that is not doing anything to help us in the attempt to get local business owners to improve their facades in the downtown area. And this isn't the only building that we're, only property that we're going to be looking at. We have other parcels of land or buildings in town, in the business district, in the downtown area that are blighted, that are not going to sit stagnant for another 5 years, at least while I'm here as mayor. And it's unfortunate, but it's to the point where there's been many opportunities, you know, to move this project and others forward that are just sitting stagnant. One, like I said, this is a absolutely incredible redevelopment opportunity. We're losing tax revenue coming into the town of Dover. They're paying property tax. They're not paying any improvement tax. So when we look at that whole overall picture, you know, I think I made a good faith effort in meeting with Alex and the property owners to try to move this property forward. And it's now been 10 months since I've been back. There hasn't been any movement on it. So I'm of the opinion that we do need to take it to the next level. That's why we brought John on board earlier this year as our planner, because he has expertise in these type of situations. And so moving forward, I think it's important for the town to realize that, you know, we need growth, we need opportunity, we need jobs. And this is exactly what this project will provide. If there's retail on the first floor, residential above, right? There's a huge outcry in our community that we don't have enough housing. We need more housing. This is an opportunity here. It fits all the criteria that we need as a community. So I think we're at that point where, you know, Councilman Santana sits on the board with me, and he sees exactly what we're up against on the town council. So, you know, it's unfortunate that it got to this point, but we have to do something to move it forward.
There's been a tremendous amount of effort to reach out to the owners of the properties and try to collaborate with them, and not much success.
No.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, Mayor, I was at that meeting in February.
Oh, that's right. You were in the meeting
with you as well. No, no, no.
Yearland, yes.
And I agree 100% with everything you just said. And I think the biggest problem in moving these properties forward and redeveloping is the fact that there's three owners with four different properties. And, you know, to try to get those three owners together to agree on something over there, I think that's been a stumbling point, really. And that's really, in my opinion, that's why nothing's been done here. And I think this is a good move to get this property.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Does anyone else on the board have any questions or comments before?
No, I agree with the mayor. I mean, it's downtown. We shouldn't have any areas that, you know, empty lots and stuff like that. I thought it's the heart of Dover there. So this is a good move. Step forward.
So if we adopt this resolution and this plan going forward, what are the responsibilities of the owners of these lots?
I think we should probably allow our dean to get up and speak from a legal perspective on what the next process would be, Dean.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if you're okay
please,
with that.
Please, that's fine. I think that's why I asked the question. Yeah. So.
Dean, come to the mic. Go.
Good evening. My name is Dean Donatelli. For the record, I'm the redevelopment counsel for the town. I just wanted to kind of make sure we cover all the correct procedural steps. So I just want to highlight for the board what's been done previously. This is a noticed public hearing, so we obviously have to hear input from the public. I agree with everything that the mayor said. I was at the meeting with the property owners, and I have been following emails that that preceded this step. So there was notice of this public hearing published on October 22nd. And then again on October 29th, and notice of this hearing was also served upon all the property owners, which is statutorily required. You heard John's testimony, which supports the declaration. The role of the board tonight is really it's two steps. One of them is to vote on a recommendation to council that the council declare the property an area in need of redevelopment. It's really the role of the council to do that. And Mr. Keynes and I worked together on a form of resolution, which reflects a positive recommendation or a recommendation that the property be declared an area in need of redevelopment. So that would be the second step to vote on that resolution and have that referred the board secretary to refer that over to council. So now going forward after that, the council receives your recommendation. They can decide to follow that recommendation and declare the property a condemnation area in need of redevelopment, and then direct Mr. McDonough to prepare, as he indicated, a redevelopment plan for what is kind of the highest and best use, or what we think it's probably retail and residential, similar to the properties next to it. That's a decision for council to make. Really, the role of this board would be over at that point, and then council again going forward, council can decide to do let me step back. After the council adopts a resolution declaring it a condemnation area in need of redevelopment, this is unique. The property owners have 45 days from the adoption of the resolution to challenge that designation. So we'll know early on what the tenor of the property owners is. And again, the spirit here is to get this property redeveloped as quickly as possible. Assuming that the council does move forward with the declaration, they could do items such as do a title search, survey, environmental, an appraisal. If it ultimately comes to condemnation, that appraisal would indicate what the fair market value is. And then ultimately, after a plan is adopted, they would move forward with a complaint of condemnation, basically determining, you know, starting the eminent domain process. So I hope that answers your question. That's what would happen going forward. And those are the two steps that would be that the board will be doing tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I ask those questions so everyone's informed that's here, because it's important that you understand the process. So So moving forward, I'm going to ask the public, unless anybody wants to add any more to this.
Ralphie, what happens after the 45 days if the landowners don't put their heads together and come up with a solution?
Is it a turn?
Comes back?
The town takes it then. It's big, you know, it's important, but it's a big move. Okay. I'm going to open this part of the meeting to the public. Anyone in the public wishing to ask a question on this testimony that's been...
Or make a statement.
Anybody? Please come forward.
Show none, Mr. Chairman.
Show none. Okay, I'll close that portion. Oh, you do?
Well, come on up. We got to get Tommy. Please identify yourself.
I'm the son of one of the owner.
What's your name?
My name is Joe Young. So I'm
Joe, how do you spell your last name, Joe?
Z-H-O-U. Z as in zebra.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, my dad is not here right now, and he's out of the country. So I, from what I know from the letter, that this is a hearing. So I, like, first, my question is that, is there any decisions that I'm going to be making during this hearing?
Yes.
Okay, now, if that's the case, then I would assume that the public will have zero impact on the decision, correct?
I'm sorry, the say that again?
Well, does the public has any will have any impact on the decision? Because the reason I'm asking is because if there is some kind of impact that the public can make on this hearing, I would like to ask this hearing to be postponed until my father comes back.
You had the chance to respond. There are chances for them to still get involved in the process, right, Dean?
Correct.
Dean, why don't you just briefly? So they got the time. It's going to go through all of the steps. Yeah, yeah. But in fact, it's not actually kicking them out. It's saying, we're going to get started.
This is going to be a recommendation to the council. The council will then have a public hearing on whether or not to declare the property a condemnation area in need of redevelopment. From that time on, you'll have the opportunity to meet again. The town's open to discussing with the property owners a solution, maybe a potential buyouts or coordinated redevelopment.
And all that is within the 45 days?
The 45 days is a hard step for a property owner to challenge the council's recommendation. This is the planning board. So once this was referred over, the next council meeting, I think it'll be in December, depending on what the council does, you'll have 45 days from that date of adopting the resolution to file the challenge.
So from now comes the 45 days, and then the
not from now. So understand, we're going to make a decision as to whether we agree should this move forward to the next meeting, to the next council.
Okay.
Council meaning the mayor and his board.
Okay.
They will either adopt or not adopt the resolution, and if they do adopt it, after that adoption, then you have 45 days to challenge.
So
you have more time than that to get it together. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, because my father comes back sometime around January, and I don't know exactly which day he comes back. He said January.
Okay. The best thing to do.
If I could just excuse the deadline, sorry.
Sure.
There's one other thing that will be done is, if and when the council adopts the resolution declaring the property, the town is required to serve certified notice similar to what you got already,
right,
saying we're adopting this resolution. It's been declared. The 45-day clock is going to begin.
Challenge it and come in and start. They could actually have some discussions.
Yes.
It doesn't foreclose that, but it means, as the mayor said, Dover's going to start moving. Time's a wasting.
Right.
But now you have the schedule, so you can tell Dad that 45 days from the December whatever.
Third.
You receive my notice.
What is it? December 3rd.
All right. So 45 days from December 3rd, which is approximately January 15th, you can certainly talk to people. There's all kinds of people available, but the action will have been started. That's all.
So basically saying that January 15th will be the day that my dad Well, if it did adopt it, of course, then my dad would have then.
Would have until?
Would have until January the 15th to challenge
But Dean, correct me if I'm wrong. His dad doesn't have to be here to challenge it. He could do it through his legal counsel to the town.
Correct.
Your dad doesn't have to be here to challenge our decision. He could do it from wherever he is through his legal counsel.
He could do it with you.
Well, he doesn't. I'm not speaking for him that he is going to challenge.
Right.
Right. But he needs
but
to
he
know
is, he could exactly. Do it legal counsel.
Yeah. Exactly. But prior to that is that he needs to know exactly what's going to happen first before he challenges. Right. He's not going to challenge somebody.
Here's the answer. If you look at the plan that the board has, if you look at the resolution that the board's going to adopt, that tells you what's going on.
I don't have that.
You can get a copy of it by asking them.
Okay. Is it going to be on site or should I get it from tonight?
I can, at the end of the meeting, I'll take your email.
We'll get your copy tonight.
Yeah, much appreciated. Okay.
Just procedure, I want to clarify. There's a resolution which, as Mr. Fisler's referenced, it's already been referred and directed this board to do what we did tonight. That came from council. Tonight, the council's going to do two things. One is to determine whether they agree with Mr. McDonough. And then the second thing is they'll have a vote on that. And I'll say we all agree. The second thing is Mr. Keynes' resolution to the council will be considered for memorialization.
Okay. Here's a copy of the resolution.
Just
give it to him.
Oh, thank you very much.
And this is not been adopted. It needs to be voted on.
Right. And I just want to clarify that the voting is basically among the board, not to the public. I mean, not from the public. It's just the board.
Yes.
Understood. And got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your questions. It's important. Anyone else in the audience? Seeing none, I'll close it. Okay. So, Mr. McDonough, you've done extensive work. Thank you for your efforts. It's important.
You're welcome, Mr. Chair. Thank
you. Moving forward, go ahead.
So, John, you want them to take an action on the report first. Is that correct?
So the request is for the board to move favorably on the report, adopt a resolution that finds it does meet the criteria for area need of redevelopment based on the findings of the report, and make that recommendation to the council to so designate.
That John just made the motion if the board is in favor.
I'm not sure I can repeat all that for people, but
that was what I was trying to help you
with. I understand. So we need a motion.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Islin?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Commissioner Ansara?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Mayor Dodd?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Okay. Now the second step, John, is you want them to adopt the resolution on that now?
Yes, the second set would be, do you want to do the resolution now? Or?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I read the resolution a little while ago. Yeah. So,
I'll make that motion.
Yep. I need a motion to accept
the motion.
Second.
Okay, so Commissioner Islin?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Commissioner Ansara?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Mayor Dodd?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Okay, so that finishes the first one. So now we go down to the second one, which is, you want to talk about?
Sure, with the chair's permission, I'll move on to the second redevelopment study we were asked to do.
Sure. That's the first resolution, right?
Yes, and now for the record, again, John McDonough for the record, planning consultant to the board. This comes on the heels of Council Resolution 238-2024, which was adopted in September, authorizing this board to conduct, again, the study that's now before you that I had prepared and submitted in October. Here we are in November, going through the formal process of a public hearing, basically asking the board to authorize the findings or endorse the findings that we put forth in this report. And like the last one, we're going to lead off with a little map here. Same map you saw before, just different colors because these are different lots.
Okay.
And this is all part of the report, too, so we don't have to mark it, right, John?
Exactly. And you're going to see right off the bat, this area is a little bit bigger, a lot bigger than the four lots that we just saw. This actually involves portions of six tax blocks here in the community, 1201, 1203, 1204, 1205, 1206, and 1207. Again, we distinguish between condemnation and non-condemnation. The board now well knows the difference between the two. This has been authorized under the resolution 238-2024 as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. So to the extent we have interested parties here, again, none of this land can be taken through the power of eminent domain, but only through good faith negotiations with the property owner. I'll let counsel elaborate on that, what that means, if that's not clear. The study area, again, consists of six tax blocks, and the summary of our findings are pretty much consistent throughout all six of these blocks. We have a study area that basically runs from the river out to Bassett Highway and actually out to East Blackwell Street as well, all the way from here over at Town Hall, taking to the west to the extreme border of the community as well. The study area consists of older buildings, parking lots, vacant storefronts, overall lackluster growth as an aggregate. And all of the lots in the study area were previously found to be in need of redevelopment per prior study back in 2019. This study is simply to reaffirm that the area still qualifies since redevelopment has, for the most part, failed to manifest in this area. The study finds that all of the lots meet criteria D, we just saw that on the other one, for faulty and obsolete design, and also criteria H for smart growth. Now, in terms of the description of the study area, we'll just take you through the various blocks in aggregate. That large block 12.01 that you see consists of two tax lots with older buildings that run along Bassett. They have that huge parking lot in the rear that extends all the way out to the river. Again, inconsistent with current planning principles to have a sea of asphalt, no buffer against the riverfront there, no environmental protection, if you will, and clearly contrary to what our current planning practices would dictate. So that clearly meets criteria D as faulty design and inconsistent with smart growth, so redevelopment would promote smart growth. Moving over, and by the way, in the report, we've given you 182 pages of photographs and narrative to explain in thorough detail why each one of these specific lots meet the criteria. So you do have substantial, credible evidence before you as to how these criteria are met. Block 12.03, moving over to the east, is where we are here. Three lots including Dover Town Hall. We've got the river lot right next to us and the commercial lot on the corner as well. The building here, although it is occupied, we actually have case law out of Jersey City that says an occupiable municipal building can certainly be blighted if it has outlived its useful life. There are inefficiencies here. This is an opportunity to repurpose, reuse, redevelop this particular civic land. Next, we move over to 12.04, which consists of eight lots that run along Bassett that also extend out to East Blackwell and through Dewey Avenue. We're looking at an old repair garage. We're looking at a flex building. We've got residential that works its way over along Whitewell Street, where you've got the retaining wall for the elevated East Blackwell Street that runs by. It's a dead-end street. It's a narrow street. It has some limited opportunity for turnaround and is not consistent in its design with current residential site improvement standards, which would mandate a turnaround for emergency vehicles. So, again, based on faulty design, we find that meets the criteria as well. Block 12.05, moving further to the east, the next block over consists of seven lots along East Blackwell that are suffering vacancies. I think one of these are the familiar, the old High Line restaurant. which is now vacant. We've got similar storefronts there as well. You will note that there are certain cutouts in this area, in this redevelopment plan, that are not included. Those are some of the certainly viable uses that are there. The religious uses, the historic society building are not part of this redevelopment study. Exempt lands, and then of course the Harry Lurie property as well, which has its own study, its own separate redevelopment study. So that's those white areas that you see that are not included as part of this redevelopment study. 12.06, moving further down East Blackwell, are 8 lots, also suffering from vacancies or lower end occupancies, salons, nail salons, hair salons, that type of thing. And we're looking to add value and quality with the redesignation here as well. Block 12.07 consists of 2 lots that are characterized by older buildings on East Blackwell and North Warren. That's over on the corner there. And again, they meet the criteria D and H for faulty and obsolete design. In conclusion, taking all of that and all the 182 pages that are in the report that's before you, all of the photographs and the tour we've done of each and every one of these sites, the entire study area satisfies the statutory criteria for designation as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. Based on that, the Planning Board can adopt a resolution this evening that recommends that the Council adopt its own resolution declaring this a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. The Council then has the ball and can authorize the Planning Board to prepare a redevelopment plan for all or a portion of this area. Upon receipt of that redevelopment plan, the Council then could adopt the plan as an effective new ordinance or new zoning for the subject property. And again, the overall intent here is to spark revitalization, to reverse stagnation, and to provide for cohesive redevelopment of the area. It doesn't necessarily mean that all the buildings in the area are coming down. They may be part of the fabric, but again, there's the potential here for integration, adaptive reuse, and new zoning that, again, could provide for positive redevelopment of the area. With that, I'll pause. I'll open up to any questions from the board, from the public. But again, I would conclude that this meets the criteria as well. All of the lots meet the criteria for redevelopment.
Okay. So I know that the last few meetings back, we talked about these areas and making a decision as to designating these areas non-condemnation. How does this designation affect the people that have businesses currently in those buildings?
Designating this an area in redevelopment has zero impact tonight on those businesses, those establishments, those zero impact. The second step would be a redevelopment plan that, again, as non-condemnation, cannot relocate, displace people, again, without an effective plan in place. That would be part of any redevelopment plan, which is also probably part of a community involvement as well. So that would be an interactive process. So again, importantly to underscore, nobody's getting kicked out of their house tonight. Nobody's house is getting knocked down. No businesses are getting moved. It's just a redesignation so that we can effectuate some zoning for these properties, which may actually optimize the usability and the flexibility in terms of what can be done. It's upzoning. It's allowing for greater use of these properties.
I just want to clear, you said tonight. They're not going to get kicked out tonight, but they're not going to get kicked out at all.
No.
Okay.
At all. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sorry about that.
Mr. Chairman, if I can comment on this, I just want to say that I was part of the original Bassett Highway redevelopment plan that I think we did back in maybe 06. To redevelop that surface parking lot behind Krausers. We all know that that's been an eyesore for many, many years, and something really needs to be done. We had a great plan back in 2006, and unfortunately it fell through because that's when COA came out with the 20% rule. And so unfortunately the project was pulled at that time, and it's been sitting stagnant ever since. Again, these are areas that are sorely needed in town. They're blighted areas that are just, if this board and the mayor and council don't do anything, it may sit that way for another 20 years or 30 years. And it's unfortunate because this is growth opportunity for our community. This is a, you know, an opportunity that could provide housing, could provide jobs. There's a lot of different opportunities that these properties could provide to our community. And that's why I think it's important to move forward. And I think it's also important to recognize the fact that what was carved out here were the senior building, Mill Pond Towers, the church, the historical society. So they will never be affected by any of this. Right. You know, when you look at the lots that are carved out. And I think that's important because I know there'd be a lot of people concerned about the fact that they may be part of a plan, but they won't.
Right. And this can have a positive impact in growth in the town because you have new construction potentially and
jobs.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think it's a lot of area, and it's important. We've talked about it in the past, but anybody on the board have some questions, comments?
Bill, I think you reported that. I know for a fact you reported that Bassett Highway redevelopment plan.
I was too, by the way.
That you were on that too.
Yeah,
that's right. That was that would have changed that whole dynamic, and unfortunately, here we are, almost 20 years later, right? Bringing it back to the table.
So let's bring it back to the table.
Well, maybe.
All right. So I'm going to open this part of the meeting to the public. Anyone in the public wishing to speak or ask questions or comment about this testimony and what we're about to do, please step up. Come up to the mic and state your full name slowly, and we'll ask you how you're doing tonight.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
My name's Catherine McCall, and I'm one of the property owners. I guess it's block 1205.
1205.
Okay, 69 West Blackwell Street.
Yeah.
So I'm right down by the High Line and where there was the fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So my concern, it's my home.
Yeah.
It's not, and I'm not renting it. I live there. My family lives there. Okay. So it's concerning to me because, and also, you know, I'm a part of the other people that own there. What does this mean for us? Because you all understand much more than we do, okay? So I want to have a complete understanding of what are your plans, how will it affect myself, other people here. I can only speak for myself and my family. I just want to know what to look forward to, what are my rights. I have to speak to someone, of course, legally, you know, we have to seek an attorney so we know what our rights are and what are your plans. We just don't want to feel like our hands are tied and you're just going to do what you want to do without, you know, thinking fairly.
I'm born and raised in this town. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just want to feel like everything works out fairly for us and we're not forced to receive less than what we should for our property and things like that. I just don't want to feel like that's something that could happen. I wouldn't want to believe that my town would do that to me.
Let's try to get some of your questions answered.
Okay.
Maybe council can enlighten
some
of these questions.
So it's important to hear your input. So that just one distinction is, I'll go through the chair. One distinction is that this is a non-condemnation area, so that the town has no authority to take anyone's property.
Okay.
This is really the analogy I would make is it's kind of like a new zoning land for the area.
Okay.
In fact, the redevelopment process, and the council board can tell you this, it actually opens up other incentives, like tax abatements, and so on.
But for the town, not for
the property owner too. For the property owners,
okay.
And in this type of area, non-condemnation area, need of redevelopment. Almost, I can't speak for the council, but my experience, I've been doing this many years, is in a non-condemnation area, town's always working with the property owner to say, what, if anything, would you like to do? If you're happy with your property, adopt a redevelopment plan, you have what's called a pre-existing non-conforming use,
okay.
The fancy phrase meaning your grandfather, if the property could stay like it is as long as you'd like it to stay like it is. If the town says, hey, we like Ms. McCall's property, and we want to see if she wants to do something with it, let's sit down with her see if we can work with her to maybe renovate it, maybe incorporate some tax benefits for you, okay, as a property owner. That's my experience, Chair.
Okay, that's great.
And so that's what I think you can expect.
And let her finish.
I could just add.
Yes.
Just because there's a designation of a non-condemnation hearing doesn't necessarily mean the council will adopt a redevelopment plan. Your zoning may stay the same just because it's declared, as Mr. Dunn said, doesn't really do anything. It's just been declared. Unless when a plan is adopted, they would work with you. If no plan is adopted, effectively nothing has really changed.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I can comment on that too.
Sure.
So one of the things that I'm prepared to do to make a recommendation to the council, I have Alex started working on a pilot program for downtown.
Okay.
So for example, if we do a, let's just say in that zoning that we're going to institute a pilot program for the property owners,
mm-hmm,
and we're asking you to do a facade improvement to your building.
Okay.
Right? We're trying to improve the downtown business district. We want to enhance it. We want to upgrade it, right? We want to make a beautiful community. And the way to do that is we give incentives. I'm prepared to make a recommendation to the council that any of the improvements that are done, those property owners will receive a five-year pilot just on the difference in the taxes,
okay,
right? So let's say that you do a building improvement on your property and your property is worth $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You invest $100,000 into it. That five-year pilot is going to be geared towards that second $100,000.
Okay.
It's an incentive to give you to do improvements to your building, right?
Okay.
If you receive a tax credit,
mm-hmm,
to do it, most people would take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the reasons that we're looking to do this.
Okay.
The other reason is we're looking to address the blighted properties. And your property is not blighted.
Mm-hmm.
You have an existing dwelling unit that's occupied. That's, mm-hmm, that's not the intent.
Okay.
The intent is to take some of those other properties, like I said, the parking lot,
yeah,
you know, some of the other buildings that are just
sitting.
It is. It's a shame, you know. And when those properties surrounding you improve their property values, your property values, they're going to increase with it.
Yeah.
So that's the domino effect that we're, mm-hmm, looking for. We're trying to improve the town and enhance it. I will never make a recommendation to the council to displace people that are currently there.
Yeah.
That's not the intention here whatsoever.
Okay.
So I want to make that clear. We're not looking to take anyone's property. That's why it's going under non-condemnation, which means the town doesn't have any authority to come in and invoke eminent domain like we did in the previous resolution.
Yes.
Right? That's two totally opposite things that we're trying to accomplish here.
Okay.
Where you are, we're just trying to take all of those highlighted areas here,
mm-hmm,
and improve them.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
which
a
means
whole
you
goal
can assist the property owners to improve it.
And
some
we
way
will. And that's
thank
the goal.
You.
That's what we want to do.
Okay.
You know, that's why in the beginning of this year that we brought Alex on as the director of planning,
mm-hmm,
in Dover to come up with these different, you know, that's why Alex and John complement each other. John's incredible across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Alex here in our community. Now the two of them working together,
yes,
we're going to create programs in the town that people are going to take advantage of. I'm confident
good
of that. And our property values are all going to increase with it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
no, you have at least my commitment from sitting on this board and the commitment as mayor on the council. That'll never happen.
Okay.
That's not our intention here whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Did that answer your questions?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, it did.
And I hope everyone else in the audience got some vibe from that.
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Thank you
thank
for your
you
question.
So much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else in the audience would like to come up and ask or make a comment? Seeing none, I'll close it. And we are looking for a motion.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. This is the motion on the actual report.
Correct. On the report, doesn't mean, yep.
Right.
To move it up to count to council.
That's right.
Yep.
Correct.
Got it.
Commissioner Islin?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Commissioner Insero?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Mayor Dodd?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Second part would be the request for the resolution.
Very good, Mr.
Taking charge.
I'm I'll make that motion. That's the resolution.
I'll second it.
Okay. Commissioner Islin?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Commissioner Insera?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Mayor Dodd?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Thank you, board members.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Say good night, John.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Here. Nice work, John.
Look at that. You still have time, plenty of time to get to your other meeting.
Command off. Here I come.
That was good.
Okay. Everyone ready? Moving forward, any old business? See none. New business. Public hearing on preliminary investigation to determine whether certain properties on Bassett Highway redevelopment area in the town is non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. We discussed that, but...
We've done that, and we've done the next one.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Way ahead, Charlie.
Hey, you know. Okay, going to open this part of the meeting to the public. Anyone wishing to speak on anything other than what we've talked about today? Seeing none, I'll close it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, please step forward. I didn't see you. Apologize.
Good evening, Howard Chair. This is a personal business.
What's your name?
Diego Ocampo, resident 94 Brook Drive. It's regarding a subdivision that we applied for, and my attorney, Lee Levitt. We initially had to get a deed of perfection subdivision signed. The former secretary, Tamara Bross, was handling this, but she signed only one lot, giving a subdivision, just two deeds. And my attorney, Lee Levitt, couldn't attend tonight, but he's sending it here. He's maybe, you know, the chairman's here and planning board, if they can have
the answer signed. Is yes. Just get the documents. Let Steve take a look at them, and we'll figure it out for you, sir, and we'll fix it. Is that good?
Thank you.
Thank you, counsel.
Have you been officially appointed?
I was going to comment in just a couple minutes.
Well, we may need her. I don't know whether we need her. We need her to be officially appointed mayor, or at least as an interim.
As interim, right there.
Because she's got to sign the documents.
Oh, this is interim. Sorry, you guys are nice, but nothing.
Mr. Chairman, now that we're talking about it, if I can, please
yes.
Make a comment. I just want to, put on the record that, as we all know, Tamara had resigned as the board secretary. In the absence of Tamara, Kayla is our deputy municipal clerk. She has stepped up to the plate and is willing to help us out until we find a permanent replacement for Tamara. And I want to say that Kayla has been spending time up on Princeton Avenue in that department, in addition to the clerk's roles, and is doing an incredible job. So I want to publicly thank you, Kayla, for stepping up to the plate. Once again, helping the town out, bailing us out in this situation. And we greatly appreciate it, but we're not letting you go out of my office. You're staying in my office.
Sounds good.
This is only on the interim. This is temporary.
Okay, so would there be any objection to having a motion and a second to appoint Kayla as interim land use administrator, I guess is the title, or board secretary at least?
Board secretary.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
That's all good.
And she can serve at her own pleasure and that of the mayor and council.
Do I have to do this whole roll call thing? Yeah, all right.
We're not going to open it up for discussion, though, Kayla. So it's all
sounds good. Commissioner Islin?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Commissioner Insera?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Mayor Dodd?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
And I know that Alex is champion for Kayla to move up there permanently, but we're not going to let her go.
Okay, Kayla, I'm going to give you the oath of office.
She's too valuable in my
office. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth and the whole Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey in your duties as official land use secretary for the town of Dover until such time as it deem necessary and appropriate for you to do something else.
Yes, I do.
It's very efficient. See? All right, you're
congratulations.
In. Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right.
Now you can sign stuff.
Sweet.
Tough shoes to fill, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is that something that...
I was going to ask, do you want to sign on the record or do you want to do this afternoon?
What do you recommend?
We're here now, so...
Sign it. He's
gentlemen, sign it. Sign it. He's got his hat on. He's all dressed for the meeting. Come on. Mr. Chairman, why don't you see if there's other... Who's got to sign it, guys? Just you guys, right?
Can you sign on that copy too?
You're good.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you want to see if there's any more public?
Sure. Anyone else in the public would like to come up and have comments or questions? I see none. I'll close it. I need a motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
I'll second.
Commissioner Islin?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Commissioner Ancero?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Mayor Dodd?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes. Okay. Off the record, I want to just thank everyone for being